Day 42, Saturday, December 10th, Genesis 45. Genesis 45 1-28 NKJV. Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried out, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers, and he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does my father still live?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near to me." So they came near. Then he said, "I am Joseph your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father, and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your children, your children's children, your flocks and your herds, and all that you have. There I will provide for you, lest you and your household, and all that you have, come to poverty, for there are still 5 years of famine. And behold, your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see that it is my mouth that speaks to you. So you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that you have seen, and you shall hurry and bring my father down here.' Then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brothers and wept over them, and after that his brothers talked with him. Now the report of it was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, 'Joseph's brothers have come.' So it pleased Pharaoh and his servants well. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Say to your brothers, do this, load your animals and depart, go to the land of Canaan. Bring your father and your households and come to me, I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. Now you are commanded, do this, take carts out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives, bring your father and come. Also do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours.' Then the sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them carts, according to the command of Pharaoh, and he gave them provisions for the journey. He gave to all of them, to each man, changes of garments, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of garments. And he sent to his father these things: 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread, and food for his father for the journey. So he sent his brothers away, and they departed, and he said to them, 'See that you do not become troubled along the way.' Then they went up out of Egypt, and came to the land of Canaan to Jacob their father. And they told him, saying, 'Joseph is still alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt.' And Jacob's heart stood still, because he did not believe them. But when they told him all the words which Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. Then Israel said, 'It is enough. Joseph my son is still alive. I will go and see him before I die.'" Daily deep dive. We now come to the climax of the story of Joseph. Verse 2, John Gill's commentary states, "The Egyptians that were in the room or rooms adjoining to that where Joseph was, heard his cry, and perhaps a great deal of what was said, which they soon reported to others, and it quickly reached Pharaoh's court, which might not be at any great distance." Verse 3, I would have loved to be able to witness this moment. They are so shocked they can't say anything. Their minds must have been processing thoughts and information so quickly, trying to put all the pieces together to how this could be true. Verse 5, this is an amazing moment. First, our natural human instinct would be to want them to feel terrible regret over what they had done. Joseph shows that he's come to a place where he doesn't want that for them. but shows them that God was working in all of it to save lives. Here's what the UCG reading program says. One can see a thematic parallel between the entire story of Joseph and the story of Jesus. Joseph was sent in bonds to Egypt so that ultimately, he would be exalted and his family enabled to survive the famine. In like manner, Jesus was sent ahead to suffer for others, has been exalted to the highest office and will deliver all that had happened, from his first visionary dreams to his enslavement, imprisonment, exaltation and, at last, reconciliation with his family. In chapter 50, he tells his brothers, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive," verse 20. And permeating Joseph's pronouncement of God's guidance of events was the expression of forgiveness for all that they had done to him. Similarly, the covenant that offers us eternal salvation through Jesus Christ is surrounded by forgiveness of those who brought about the necessity of his death. With this in mind, we should all take special heed to Joseph's petitioning his brothers to come down to me, "Do not tarry," Genesis 45:9, for Christ likewise calls us to follow and abide with him. Let us not delay in doing so. Chapter 45 ends with wonderful news for Jacob. For more than two decades he has believed that Joseph his son is dead, and has never gotten over it. Compare Genesis 42:35, Genesis 42:38. Now concerned about the fate of the rest of his sons down in Egypt, they return with the happiest announcement imaginable. In fact, beyond his imagination, "Joseph is alive," they shouted to him, "and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt." Genesis 45:26, Living Bible. This seemed utterly and hopelessly preposterous. Jacob was stunned at the news. He couldn't believe it. Verse 26, New Living Translation. Slowly, though, he finally came around. But when they had given him Joseph's messages, and when he saw the wagons loaded with the food sent by Joseph, his spirit revived. Then Jacob said, "It must be true. My son Joseph is alive. I will go and see him before I die." Verse 27, NLT. Yes, it was possible after all. Beyond all hope, beyond all reason, beyond his wildest dreams, because the God of Jacob and Joseph was, and is, the ruler of heaven and earth. And with him all things are possible. End. Verse 6, it's interesting to me that this famine has been so severe, but there was still going to be five more years of famine ahead for all these people. Imagine the tremendous loss of life that God prevented by bringing about this plan. Verse 8, Joseph is called a father of Pharaoh. Adam Clark's commentary states it has already been conjectured that father was a name of office in Egypt, and that father of Pharaoh might among them signify the same as prime minister or the king's minister does among us. Calmet has remarked that among the Phoenicians, Persians, Arabians, and Romans, the title of father was given to certain officers of state. Verse 10, regarding the land of Goshen, Adam Clark's commentary states Goshen was the most easterly province of Lower Egypt, not far from the Arabian Gulf, lying next to Canaan. Verse 12, Joseph speaks to them in Hebrew. Here's what John Gill's commentary states, without an interpreter, as Ibn Ezra, and in the Hebrew language, as the Targum and Jarchi, which might confirm them, and likewise their father upon their report, that the governor was not an Egyptian, but a Hebrew, and by that and other concurrent testimonies that he must be Joseph. Verse 18, regarding the fat of the land. This Hebrew word for fat can also mean choicest, best part, abundance, brown driver Briggs. Verse 24, this verse is easy to read over, but it's worth understanding what Joseph said right before they left. The NKJV says, "See that you do not become troubled along the way," but a literal translation is, "Do not be angry in the way." The NLT does a good job capturing the intended meaning of this verse, and as they left, he called after them, "Don't quarrel about all this along the way." The Jameson Fawcett Brown commentary states, a caution that would be greatly needed, for not only during the journey would they be occupied in recalling the parts they had respectively acted in the events that led to Joseph's being sold into Egypt, but their wickedness would soon have to come to the knowledge of their venerable father. This was very wise of Joseph. Verse 26, imagine this moment. You've grieved your child's death for more than 2 decades and you are told that he's not only alive but is thriving in a way that the mind can hardly understand. Jacob was stunned as an understatement. What an exciting climax to an unbelievable story, possible only because of the direct involvement of Almighty God.